Good morning. Welcome to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. Today we have two services. After this morning's service, we will prepare for the bring and share lunch, which is in the training room upstairs. And all are welcome. We have enough food to share, so just come along. This evening's reflective service will start at 6:30, and refreshments will be served after that service. Pastoral news. Anne Mackay is still in Kingston Hospital. We also ask for your prayers for Sue Ho, whose judicial appeal will be happening this Tuesday. Next Sunday, there will be four services. The afternoon service starts at 3:30 and is Messy Church. This time, Rose will be leading a body and soul session, so bring your fitness gear. And if you know any children who might enjoy it and also want to learn some new games from around the world, please invite them. It's only £1 per person, and we get to eat together afterwards. At the end of this service, as we prepare for lunch, we also need to help to prepare this sanctuary for the floor cleaning. Please could you remove the Bibles and hymn books from the backs of the chairs and place them, I've got, on the trolley, which Stuart will get after the service. Thank you. And if you have the strength and the energy, could you help move the chairs to this part of the sanctuary? Thank you. And Stuart will be the guide, yes? Thank you. I have an advance notice of the Christian Aid quiz, which will happen on Saturday the 8th of September, starting at 7 o'clock. So get revising, I think, is the right thing to say there. And finally, Liz Bartlett would like to say something.
Just to remind you that it's a very special occasion on Saturday, October the 6th. We're going to have a hymn fest. And we're going to sing lots of hymns and other music, which we want to share with all of you, but also with members of many other local churches. They've all been invited. So we really want to show off our own variety of musical skills and material that we use and share it with others. So please keep that Saturday morning, October the 6th, free. It's from 10 until 1, and look forward to it.
Let's give thanks to God who calls us here as a church, as a community, and calls us each here as the people that we are. God calls us to show the world what God is like. We gather to worship God and to seek to imitate God in all that we do. We're going to sing. The first song starts in English and then goes into Swahili. And then we're going to sing in Latin. So apart from the English, these aren't languages that most of us know. So if you're feeling a bit ignorant, hey, come and join us.
We will walk with God, my brothers.
standing on your feet, come on. As we stand, let's pray. As we meet together, we pause to think about what you mean to us, O God. And we pray that today, as we worship, we will grow to be more like you. We love you. And we want to share that love with others. And we ask that you would lead us into a life that is filled with your love. Lord, we pray. Amen. And remaining on our feet, we will say the psalm in English for most of us, but for Korean for some. So we say, I will always thank the Lord. I will never stop praising God. I will praise God for what God has done. May all who are oppressed listen and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us praise God's name together. I prayed to the Lord and God answered me. God freed me from all my fears. The oppressed look to God and are glad. They will never be disappointed. The helpless call to God and God answers. God saves them from all their troubles. God's angels guard those who honor the Lord and rescues them from danger. Find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Happy are those who find safety with God. Please be seated. We join to pray. Lord, we give you thanks that you are not a distant God who can only be worshipped from afar. We thank you that you are God who is creator, God who has come as Son, and God who is present in and through each one of us today as the Holy Spirit. And we thank you that each one of us is your dearly loved child. Through Jesus, you have come close to us so that we can truly know you. Thank you. Thank you that in Christ, each one of us is part of your great plan. But Lord our God, we confess and we know that we are not perfect. We know that there are many things in our lives we need to change. We know that we need to be influenced by you and not by those who are famous and fabulous in our times. We know that there are times when we need to speak out with a different view from our friends. We know that we need to have you as the center of our lives if we're going to live in your wonderful love. Forgive us for those times when we forget these truths and we go with the easy route instead of asking what Jesus is doing in our world today. And the Lord says, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from you. We are forgiven. In Jesus' name. Help us, O Lord, to learn to forgive ourselves as you have forgiven us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So we're going to listen for the word of God, which Camilo Fernandez is going to read to us as we continue our progression through the book of Ephesians.
The reading is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, starting at verse 25. No more lying then. Each of you must tell the truth to one another, because we are all members together in the body of Christ. If you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin, and do not stay angry all day. Don't give the devil a chance. Those who use the robe must stop robbing and start working in order to earn an honest living for themselves and able to and to be able to help the poor. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you may say will do good to those who hear you. And do not make God's Holy Spirit sad, for the Spirit of God's mark of ownership on you, a guarantee that the day will come when God will set you free. Get rid of all the bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults, no more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. Since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like Him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as God, just as Christ loved us and gave His life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. So the teaching of Christianity is that it is not sinful to be angry. Hurrah, we say. That's one less. Phew. The question is, do not let the devil lead you into sin when you are angry. So, I would like you to turn to your neighbour, and I would like you to, we're going to have top 10 tips of what you do when you're angry to stop you falling into sin. What do? Something happens, you're absolutely furious, you're not allowed to slap people, which is the suggestion I've already had from somebody today, because it's not, it's against the law and it's sinful. What do you do when you're angry to stop yourself falling into sin? Turn to your neighbour. I'm going to pick up the top 10 tips. Move it, move it, move it. You've not got long, you've not got long, and you won't have many tips to hand out anyway. What do you do? Right, here we go. I just want one from each group. I'm coming round. So we end up with 12 tips. What's your one tip? Are we all ears? Are we all agog? What's your tip?
Just breathe in and out.
Breathe. Deep breaths. What's your one tip?
Distracting yourself.
Distract yourself. What's your one tip?
Get the paints out and express myself.
Express yourself. Get the paints out. One tip?
Let time pass.
Take your time. What's the one tip?
Have a rational discussion.
Have a rational discussion. No punching and slapping. Rational discussion. What's your one tip? Go on, Derek. One tip?
I try to stop and think about the person or the people that make me angry.
Pause and wait. What's your one tip?
Things aren't always what they seem.
Aha! Things aren't always what they seem. Beautiful. Have you got a tip? No, pass it. Quick. Yes, he has, Timothy. Right. I've heard that your one tip is withdraw. Step back. Step back. That's what she said. Was that you part that? Yeah. What's your one tip?
Count to 3 or to 10.
Count to something. Count to something large. Count to 100, depending on how angry you are. What's your one tip?
Stop and deep breaths.
Deep breaths. What's your one tip?
Saying. I don't know, we are saying about talking to a friend that you trust, that they are not going to brag it out to someone else.
Talk to a friend. What's your one tip?
Take a time.
Take some time.
Write a letter, pretend letter to the person that you're angry with all your expressions, but don't send it.
All right, write a pretend letter, but don't send it. And another thing, I think that you are, yes, and then... Beautiful. What's your one tip?
Remember that generally most people are trying their best.
Remember that generally most people are trying their best. What, you want it?
No.
No?
Try and consider what the other person, why they're saying it, why they're angry.
Consider the other. One tip?
We originally had take a deep breath and count from 1 to 10.
Deep breaths are the winner so far. Rosemary Gordon, were you part of the same gang? Yeah?
Doesn't get on with the next job, I think.
What's your tip?
Walk away.
Walk away. Withdraw. That's the same. Yeah. What's your one tip? Step back again. Yes, okay. Have you got a one tip?
Well, I was going to say walk away, and the person I was talking to walked away.
Have you got a tip? What to do when you're angry?
Hey.
Pray. 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 What's your tip?
Get rid of your stress through exercise.
Oh, beautiful. You see, you're playing, singing the choir there. So this is our top 10 top tips from our Antiguan representative. Oh, who knew? Kingston URC. You think you're so flash, don't you? And interestingly, number one, breathe slowly. Tick. Number two, hold your tongue. Number three, pray. Tell God how you feel. Number four, this is Sally's, go for a walk. Number five, reflect on the issue. Number six, maybe talk to a trusted friend first. Number seven, sleep. Yeah. Number eight, get things in perspective. Number nine, express righteous anger. If you're angry about, you know, some stuff, Jesus was angry and expressed it, brothers and sisters, yes? Number 10, be angry, but do not sin. Sue's little contribution, Sue. Yeah, top. Yeah, round of applause for Sue. But you have to be really loud for it to hear you. So what we're going to do... We're going to sing, and then what we're going to do is we're going to divide into groups. There might well be, the minute I said, let's talk about anger, there might be some of you who are actually, for all your happy smiley faces, actually really angry with somebody about something. And you're on the cusp of maybe possibly doing something a bit daft, or feel that you might be. So what I invite you to do, or you already have done something daft and you need to confess it. So what I invite you to do is to use this walk. What I want you to do is to write on a piece of paper what you would confess to God. Pen, paper here. And then I want you to set fire to it. And then I want you to put it in this walk. Okay? Form an orderly queue. And if you don't do that once, I'm not trusting you. It might be that the whole issue, the other thing, so I'm pulling out two teachings from that Ephesians. One is about not letting the devil get to work with you because of the way you react when you're angry. That's one. But the other bit is that we are called to be people that imitate God in our lives, to be people who are shaped by Jesus. How do you do that? What do you do to help yourself and the way that you live life be more shaped by Jesus? That's what we're going to be discussing. If you stay here, that's what you're going to be discussing. It might be that you actually are in a place where you just need some time to think, to pray. Through there, straight opposite you, there will be music, there will be some prayer resource. On you go. It might be that all of this has made you already think, do you know what, I've got some stuff I want to express. There are clipboards and pens outside there. Okay? But first, we're going to sing. We're going to sing, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace.
Thank you.
So let me read this foundational scripture. Since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like God. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us. Have a seat. So how do you, in your ordinary everyday life, try to imitate Jesus? You could get into a wee group and you could discuss it, and you could maybe learn something from the wisdom that is in this room. It could be that you need to confess some sin. You could get yourself over there. It could be that some of these things have set some juices flowing and you want to get creative and write some stuff. It's not for public consumption necessarily, though we're glad to receive it, but it's for your own use. So there's paper and pens over there, or maybe you want to pray, so there will be a quiet space with some music playing. Everybody clear? If you are staying here, could you form little tiny circles, 2, 3, be brave if you're a 7, sets, go become a 4 and a 3, get yourself, and the first thing you do when you form your wee group, a gift from Alan Johnson, who now rests with Jesus, is you share names, get to know one another's names. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. So, if you'd like to rearrange your chairs, others are. Coming back to join us. So, serious confessing. I've really had somebody rushing out for the fire extinguisher who didn't hear my instruction. Hey, it's not my fault I'm the minister of a church full of sinners. Come and join us. Pardon? Yeah, I get that completely. Yeah. Where's Jean Thompson? One of the things that somebody has said to me, one of the things that somebody has said to me is that it's very interesting, this, how do you imitate Jesus? Answer, you get involved in deliberately, intentionally pursuing the holy habits. Yes? That's what you do. You do those 10 things. So you deliberately, intentionally, you have fellowship with other Christians. You eat together. You pray together. You study the word. That's as far as I can go with remembering them. Oh, serve others. You know, so there's that. And this is the picture of what we did at the church weekend, which was around some of the holy habits. And this might be worth a look. The other thing to say, for those of you who have written some stuff, Jean, could you just get on your feet, please? Jean Thompson, I know you hate me, but for those of you who have written some stuff that might be useful, however heartfelt, might be useful for public consumption, Jean Thompson is in charge of the next edition of Church News, and she would be really grateful, would you not, Jean, for your come on, a bit of enthusiasm. Her email is in the book and available. So if something in all of this has made you think, do you know what, I've got some stuff to share with the rest, Jean Thompson is your woman. Send it to her for the Church News. Bliss. We join to sing. Jesu, Jesu.
Jesus.
So we join together to pray. Let us pray. Heavenly God, you call us to be your friends and to make friends of others. Even more, to recognize them as our brothers and sisters, your family in Christ. So we pray for ourselves. And we pray for the world and its people. We pray for all areas in the world where deep divisions run between ethnic groups because of race, religion, class, past history. Lord, help your people to be your friends and to make friends your family in Christ. We pray for our communities where different traditions shape different outlooks on things. Lord, help your people to listen well to each other, that we may learn to live together knowing that though different, we are your family in Christ. We pray for those families where growing up is difficult, where harsh words are spoken in anger, words that can't be taken back, where hurtful or thoughtless actions are endangering relationships. We pray for those families where anger leads to violence, Lord, empower your children to be patient, slow to anger, and to become wise in their speaking and acting as your family in Christ. Lord, we pray. Amen. And just to take this on a stage, I was talking this week with a member of the church who in their work situation has got something incredibly turbulent going on. And somebody in their work environment said to this person, I'm surprised that you haven't expressed your anger. I think anybody else would express their anger. And then said, it's obviously because you are very religious, which is there to speak for you're a committed Christian. So that the challenge for us is that people are watching for the way that we respond. And the witness of the way that we respond can be very powerful indeed. Not saying it's easy, brothers and sisters, but I reflect, give you that story. Let us now make our offering. So let us pray. We come to you now, Lord, in the certain knowledge that we are the children of Christ who loved us and gave himself for us. And we offer this money as a sign that we offer a fragrant offering and that our days will be a sacrifice offered to you. Thank you. Amen. So as you know, brothers and sisters, increasingly in the life of our church, immigration is becoming a big live issue. And Hyun made her application for a visa and it was turned down, but by the grace of God, she's gone back to Korea and expects to be back with us when the time is right. We want to say, God knows what's going to happen. We don't know. But in the meantime, we want to wish you well, and we want to say thank you for all your playing. We're going to miss you tremendously. And this book is your homework. Every other week, the evening Bible study uses this and we expect you to use it too, and we look forward to insightful comments coming from Korea that we can feed in, and if we don't get them, we're going to send somebody else from the Kingston United Reformed Church in exile, for there are members, and round to your house. So God bless you. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for all that Haeyeon has given to the life of this church. We thank you for her playing. We thank you for her wisdom and contribution behind the scenes in other ways. And we ask, Lord our God, that you would bless her. Nobody knows what her future is. But we ask that she would be able to return to be among us again. Bless her in her travelling back to Korea. May she find good friends and a good community and be able to follow you day by day, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray. Amen. Round of applause. We'll go. So, were you lonely? No, you had Ray and Steve. You had some great pictures. Anyway, we would like to tell you what we've been doing. And one of the things that we did, which we know that you've been doing, is to talk about things to do when you're feeling angry. I will read Sue's list. This has been sent to us from Sue, who lives in Antigua. And it says, this is what you should do when you're angry. Clara, are you listening? This is what you should do when you're angry. Craig, are you listening? This is what you should do when you're angry. Should breathe slowly. You should hold your tongue, not literally, but sometimes could be useful. You're to pray. Did you do that one? Go for a walk. Did you? Reflect on the issue. Think, I wonder how it is from the other person's point of view. Maybe you should talk to a trusted friend. Maybe you should go to sleep. Get things into perspective. Express righteous anger, because there are times when we've got reason to be angry. And you're allowed to be angry, but we are not to be led into sin. Any others? Did you have any others? Painting pictures. Somebody did say get creative. Angry picture, happy picture. Okay, cool, good. Right, let's join to sing our final song, which is Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. So let us wish each other well as we go into the week. Let us say the grace to one another. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Through the love of Christ, we are found.